Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Vitamin K is a vitamin that quite often gets overlooked. We all know how important vitamin C is, and we're told often we need to get our B-complex vitamins, too, to help with stress and calm our nerves. Vitamins A and E are good for the eyes and skin. Vitamin D is important for our bones' immunity and comes from the sun. But what about vitamin K? Today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., will tell us about the ABCs of vitamin K and how to make sure you're getting what you need to keep your body vibrantly healthy, immunity strong, and always in the pink. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great topic today, vitamin K, something that really is overlooked. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you, Rick. Great to be with you. I am too, because all the decades you and I have been together, we have not tackled this topic before, and it's such an important vitamin. I like to call it okay, because it is so important for, and we'll find out how, for all different areas of the body.
Yeah, I am going through the notes about what we're going to talk about today. I'm impressed with vitamin K. I feel badly for overlooking it for all these years, but we're going to make up for it on the program today. Let's start with the very basics here. Vitamin K, you mentioned, is really important for the body, and it is. Explain to us exactly why vitamin K is so important.
Yes, and I'll say for everyone who's listening now who wants a list of what foods have vitamin K in it, make sure you get out a pen and a paper. We'll talk about that. And you know, before I give you the big okay overview, I'm passionate about ensuring that everyone's diet is packed with nutrients and vitamins that we need. And if you eat all the right foods and get all the right nutrients and try to be as much natural as possible without processed foods, then your body will start to process and absorb what it is from the food you eat, and that includes K. So here is a great overview of what vitamin K does. First of all, Rick, it's an important addition to vitamin D because together they work more synergistically to further improve the building of the bones. Vitamin K is also important for optimizing insulin levels, and this makes it helpful for diabetic patients and could also then even make it useful to prevent weight gain and boosting our energy levels every day. We all want that. Some people already know that it helps with blood clotting, you know, and that's important for healing and avoiding any kind of blood loss when maybe you've cut yourself. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. And having adequate amounts of vitamin K, according to the studies, is correlated with lower risks of heart disease, osteoporosis, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and as I mentioned, diabetes. So when it comes to essential vitamins, I'm going to say that vitamin K stands out as one of the crucial vitamins in your diet. And without enough of it, our bodies cannot produce enough of something called prothrombin. Prothrombin, that's a protein and clotting factor vital for proper blood clotting and bone metabolism. And even though deficiencies are fairly rare, some people have K deficiencies, but it's not widespread, you just need to be aware that when you do have a deficiency, it can increase longer clotting time, leading to a hemorrhage, excessive bleeding in severe cases. And the primary dietary vitamin K, K1, comes from plants, and the lesser source of vitamin K2 usually occurs in animal-based products and also fermented foods. So there's the overview. And I'm going to give you in a little bit a grocery list of what you want to make sure if you go to the store every week or more, you want some of these vitamin K-rich foods in your grocery cart and in your kitchen and in your stomach.
You know, all this information and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. We're talking today the healing benefits of vitamin K. With us, Susan Smith Jones, holistic health and lifestyle expert, author. Her newest book we'll talk about, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. You mentioned several times blood clotting, and I wouldn't necessarily think of vitamin K will help with blood clotting. How does vitamin K work with blood clotting? Why is that so effective, and what does it do?
Yes, exactly. That's a great question, very important. So, Rick, vitamin K helps to make 4 of the 13 proteins that are needed for our blood to clot. You think, well, that doesn't sound good. I don't want my blood to clot. You know, can't that cause a heart attack or something? So, for example, let's say you're out. I know you and your wife work out a lot. Let's say you trip over a log, or you're hiking, or you're at the beach and there's a big boulder you didn't see, and you fell and you bruised your knee and it started bleeding. So blood clot, and you actually, in that example, you want the blood to clot, because this is what halts wounds from continuously bleeding, okay, you know, so that they can begin to heal. And that's a good thing. But on the other side of the coin, there are many people who are prescribed anticoagulants, blood thinners, to prevent blood clots from forming in the lungs, the heart, the legs. And I'll say that if you are on blood thinners, you always want to check with your doctor, who might say, don't take extra supplements of vitamin K, just get it in the food you eat. So that's important to check with your doctor about that. So on the one hand, we do want our blood to clot so we don't hemorrhage, and if we cut ourselves, it just keeps bleeding and won't stop. On the other hand, if you're on blood thinners, it's probably better to get your good vitamin K1 and 2 from food sources and not from a supplement. And I'll tell you what supplement I take. I do take extra. So check with your doctor if you're on blood thinners.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. The topic is the healing benefits of vitamin K for health, brain, blood, and bone health. I want to go back to that last category there, bone health. What are the benefits for bone health? How does that benefit us?
Well, a lot of people don't know that if you don't have ample K in your body, and let's say you're taking in your multivitamin or even in an extra supplement, calcium, to help with keep your bones strong. What helps the calcium work best to give you strong, dense bones is enough, ample amount of vitamin K. So those work like they ride tandem. They work hand in hand. Vitamin K produces proteins within the bone, including something called osteocalcin, and that's needed to prevent the weakening of bones, especially as you get older, and especially with women. This is an issue for many women. It's probably an issue for men, but most men have more bigger, stronger bones than women to begin with. So when they lose calcium and maybe move into osteoporosis, it's not as apparent as it is in women. Now, in a systematic review of randomized controlled trials, many of them published in the Journal of Orthopedic Surgery and Research, just in October in 2021, strong evidence links that vitamin K and calcium positively affected the lumbar BMD. You know, that's the bone mineral density. That's often where they will check your bone density.
Okay.
Other studies have shown that a strong link between low levels of vitamin K and a lower bone density. And shortly, I'll tell you how much you need a day. But just be aware that it rides tandem, vitamin K with calcium, to give you strong bones.
Fascinating conversation on vitamin K. Our guest on the program is holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Website, susansmithjones.com. While there, get information on her book, including her newest, Uplifted. Find out about the monthly newsletter. It's free, valuable information you'll get once a month. You can do that on the website. And, of course, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk now about heart health. You're talking about getting older, concerned about blood clotting, certainly concerned about bone health, heart health as well. What about benefits of vitamin K in terms of heart health?
So I love that you've asked that, because so many people are not aware of how essential vitamin K is in the body. And I'll talk about the food sources and how you eat it to get the most, how you get more vitamin K and what you need to eat, and it's a fat-soluble vitamin like A, D, E, and, of course, K. So regarding heart health, there's been a lot of research done all over the world. One in particular was done at the Edith Cowan University. It was published in Science Daily. And by the way, that university is in Perth, which is in Western Australia.
Uh-huh.
And this was published in August of 2021. And they discovered through years of research that there's a growing body of evidence that vitamin K has benefits for the health of our hearts. So now we know this. And in one rather impressive study on 50,000 people, so this isn't 5 people or 50, it's 50,000 people, Rick, taking part in, and I like this because my grandmother's from Denmark, in the Danish Diet, Cancer, and Health Study over 23 years. So it's very impressive. And the study found that those who had the highest intake of vitamin K1 were 21% less likely to be hospitalized with cardiovascular disease related to atherosclerosis, which, you know, it's the thickening or hardening of the arteries caused by buildup of plaque. Those who took vitamin K2, and again, this is 50,000 people in this Danish study over 23 years, were 14% had a lower risk of the atherosclerosis. But the lower risk was found for all types of heart disease related to atherosclerosis, particularly in the prevalent peripheral artery disease. And that was 34% lower when they had vitamin K2. Now, vitamin K2, just so you know, I'm sure you're thinking about this, Rick, activates vitamin K-dependent proteins like the matrix GLA protein in your arteries and your cartilage to prevent calcification of these soft tissues. In other words, it prevents the plaque buildup. And I'm first to admit that more research is needed to see if vitamin K1 is effectively transformed into vitamin K2 within the body, or if vitamin K2 needs to be consumed directly. But until scientists have it all figured out, I recommend getting both vitamin K1 and vitamin K2 in your diet. And I'll talk about a supplement I've taken for a long time that has K, vitamin K, both of the Ks, and also vitamin D, and also some turmeric.
Ooh, this is so fascinating because, although I understand a lot of what you're saying, not all, but I don't need to. Just the bottom line is vitamin K is good for us. We really need it, and it's good for us.
That's so right.
And I'm not going to overlook it anymore.
Yeah. Rick,
just remember that. Okay, so I got to make sure that I've got vitamin K in my diet, and we'll talk about that in a second. I want to take a break and come back, and we'll talk about that, supplements, what we can add to our diet to make sure we're getting vitamin K. And when we come back, I want to talk Alzheimer's, any relationship prevention treatment, Alzheimer's and vitamin K. And we'll do that with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones right after these messages. Welcome back. This Week in America, our topic today, the healing benefits of vitamin K for health, brain, blood, and bone health. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Our website, susansmithjones.com. Talking about the benefits of vitamin K, probably surprised at all the benefits of vitamin K. And I want to sort of tie this into the prevention treatment of Alzheimer's with vitamin K. Any relationship there?
Wow, yes, and it's so profound, these latest studies that have come out. So this was published in the National Cancer for Biotechnology Information last year on June 27th in 2021, and scientists and researchers discovered and stated and disclosed that vitamin K promises the prevention and treatment for those with Alzheimer's. And the study looked at a number of factors. They looked at the neuroinflammation of the brain, oxidative stress, all these things you and I have talked about before,
yes,
mitochondrial dysfunction, vascular disease, microbiome changes, that's your gut, and also non-genetic hallmarks of AD, Alzheimer's disease. And studies are now beginning to show a very strong connection that may prove that K1 influences cognition. And one survey of low lifetime of vitamin K1, now this was on rats, not on humans, but it's still, again, very impressive. Scientists marked a high rise in cognitive deficits within the rats with the low vitamin K1. Now, scientists are now also discovering compelling evidence that vitamin K can impact health conditions beyond what we're talking about, beyond blood, bone, and heart, because studies are being conducted using vitamin K and its benefits and effects on other forms of dementia outside of the AD, like with Parkinson's disease, overall brain health, and memory, and focus, and MS, multiple sclerosis, and migraines, and peripheral neuropathy. So again, like you said, it's not important that you remember all these studies and the percentage that it will decrease atherosclerosis and help your bones. It's just you want to make sure you get K in your diet every day.
Let's talk about how we go about doing that. You've got everybody interested, excited about the benefits of vitamin K. Let's talk about the best natural sources for this. I'll call it a superstar vitamin. The more I find out about it, the more I'm impressed. What's the current recommended daily intake of vitamin K so we know if we're getting enough? And what supplement should we take? And specifically you, because you're so knowledgeable, we sort of go by what you're telling us and what you're taking. Let's start with, first of all, the natural sources. Where do we find vitamin K?
Okay, so get out a pen and paper because I'll help you with your grocery list. So let me say that... And I'll start off with one of the best resources. And I know I'm putting you on the spot, Rick. You love me to do this, right? You start sweating. But we've talked about one particular group of foods before, and I've told you that it's the most nutrient-dense of any food that you could eat, and it also happens to be a rich source of vitamin K. And remember, K is a fat-soluble vitamin. A, D, E, and K are fat-soluble vitamins, which means that when you have vitamin K, you want a little bit of fat, like you do with D and A, so you assimilate it better. So can you remember all the years we've been together, the food I constantly tell you is the most nutrient-dense and probably the healthiest food you can eat? You can never overeat these foods.
This may surprise you, but I actually listen. So I'm going to go out on a limb, go back to my reservoir of knowledge, and I'm going to say, how about leafy greens? That sounds like exactly what you're describing.
Yes, 5 gold stars for you. Absolutely. Leafy greens, and those, like your big salad greens, and even broccoli and your sprouts that, you know, and I've got a book that's devoted to sprouts called Kitchen Gardening, How You Can Grow Sprouts in Your Kitchen. but I'm very impressed. And leafy greens are some of the best sources that are very high in vitamin K. And you asked about the recommended dosage we should have every day. The daily intake is 120 micrograms a day. I happen to take at least twice that amount, and sometimes a little bit more, because I want to make sure I have strong bones, good heart, good brain, good energy, help keep the weight off. And some of the best sources, and I'll go through another list in a moment, but keep these in mind. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, asparagus, kiwi fruit, okra. I don't eat a lot of okra, but okra. Green beans. I love green beans. And I love them raw, chopped up in my salad. And leafy greens and salad greens. And I'm going to say this. I've shared this with you before, but to show everyone how I want them to be inspired to make friends with leafy greens, there was a review of 206 human epidemiological studies. These weren't 206 rat studies. It was on humans. And they found, and this is not one study, it's 206. And they found that green vegetables showed the strongest protective effect against cancer, heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, obesity, and high blood pressure compared with all other foods. But unfortunately, only one in every 500 Americans consumes enough calories from vegetables to assure this defense. When people say to me, Rick, what's your diet, Susan? What kind of diet do you eat? My answer is usually, I eat a vegetable-centric diet. Now, to me, that means that much of my plate has vegetables on it. It could be a huge salad. That's often my main meal, a big salad or steamed vegetables or Brussels sprouts, broccoli, asparagus, all these green beans. And it's good to keep, if when you make them and you, let's say you steam them, make quadruple the amount you want for that meal and keep the rest chilled in the refrigerator, because it's so nice to cut these up on the salad for later that day or the next day, or just to nibble on with some hummus or other dip. And so the cornerstone of any heart-healthy, cancer-protective, longevity-favorable diet is to eat as many raw and steamed vegetables, or roasted if you want. These are, like you said earlier, these are superfoods. And the higher the nutrient density that your diet is, the healthier you're going to be. So think vegetable-centric diet. And I'm going to give you some other, so you know, at least 120 micrograms. I do double, triple, quadruple that. And I'm going to tell you, so based on 120 micrograms a day, 1 cup of kale, I know I want to make it very practical, contains 684% of the daily value of vitamin K. So you can remember this, vitamin K, kale, they both begin with a K.
Yes.
And if you just put that in your smoothie in the morning, and I'll talk in a moment where I've got lots of recipes you can get in one of my books. So that's 684%. How about spinach? 1 cup of raw spinach will give you 145 micrograms. So you need at least 120 a day. But kale is much richer. But both are great. How about broccoli? 183% of the daily value. Here's a food I have to. You don't often hear me tell you I don't love a food that's good for you, but it's called natto, N-A-T-T-O. It's a traditional Japanese dish of fermented soybeans. It's got a very strong taste, so you can get it at a health food store or a Japanese market. It has 708% of the daily value. That's because it's fermented. How about You know, a lot of people, when they buy beets, you know, they've got beet greens coming out of the top.
Oh, yes.
Most people cut them off before they even put them in the grocery bag, and they throw them away. But if you have a juicer or a blender, those beet greens have 33% of the DV of vitamin K, but they're very rich in potassium. I never would throw those away. Dandelion greens, 482% of the daily value of vitamin K. How about cooked collard greens? 1/2 cup, Rick. That's not a lot of cooked collard greens, 400%. A couple more, 1/2 cup of raw Swiss chard gives you almost 300 micrograms, so that's way over double what you need. You know, the bare minimum. And here's one of my favorite foods that a lot of people, let's say you go out to eat, and they'll garnish the plate with some pretty green parsley. Always eat the parsley, and here's one of the reasons why. 1 tablespoon, first of all, it's, well, let me finish this. 1 tablespoon, my brain has like 5 thoughts at once. gives you 50% of your daily need of vitamin K, so about 60 micrograms. So, and parsley is one of the most nutrient-dense foods on planet Earth. Not only does it have a lot of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and enzymes, but because of the green color, it's rich in chlorophyll, which is very detoxifying and rejuvenating on your body. So there are a few things that I never am without in my kitchen. Gosh, I could go through a list, but lemons and celery and my ginger root and turmeric root, among a dozen other things, but I'm never without parsley. And whenever I make my morning smoothies, or juice for sure, but smoothies, I'll put in a sprig of parsley. So you can't go wrong with that. And now I'm just going to give you like a summary list that will include a few other foods that are rich in vitamin K. And you think of all the things you can make with these delicious foods. Sun-dried tomatoes, celery. Celery is something I'm never without in my kitchen. Same with broccoli. Cauliflower, kale, spinach. Okay, Brussels sprouts. These are all rich in vitamin K. Scallions, green onions. Okay, spinach. And kale and cabbage and broccoli. Pickles. Pickles are fermented, so it increases the amount of vitamin K when you do the fermenting process. You know, fermented foods like kimchi is vegetables that are fermented that I often make in my kitchen. When I was a teenager, my grandmother taught me how to do this. And sauerkraut is really rich in vitamin K. Prunes, one of your favorite foods,
oh, yes.
Rick, I know. Prunes keeps you right in the flow, which is good. Chili powder. Now, go figure. Who knew that chili powder would be rich in vitamin K? Asparagus, that gives you that lovely aroma when you use the bathroom after you eat asparagus. Carrots, raspberries, blackberries, cucumbers, and one of your favorite foods is yogurt, because it's fermented. And if you don't eat dairy, you can also get non-dairy yogurt. And because I don't always eat, can you believe this? The most perfect diet, there's a formula I get from a company called Hallelujah Diet. If you go to myhdiet.com, they have a combo. It's D3 plus K plus some turmeric. You take 1 capsule a day, and I think, I bought it last week, so I know it's $32. And it's a 2-month supply. So I make sure I have my D, my K, and a little, it's got a little turmeric oil in the capsule, which means that little bit of oil helps you assimilate the D3 and the K too. And here's their 800 number. And I buy my products there. I don't own any stock in the company. But I take several products that they make. But this is one in particular that's germane to what we're talking about today. But the telephone number to order is toll-free. It's 800-915-9355. 800-915-9355. And again, I just bought two bottles 2 weeks ago because I take, the truth is, I take two capsules a day, not one, because I need a little more vitamin D than most people, and I want to make sure I have enough K. And it's just, but, you know, most people only need one capsule a day, and it's $32. That's for a two-month supply.
That's all this information. Tell us about the website, all the information there, and the books. I mentioned the newest, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. It goes hand in hand with Wired for High-Level Wellness. Explain that and the companion book for Uplifted, Wired for High-Level Wellness, or vice versa, depending on how you look at it. Talk about that.
Yeah.
And what all is at the website, because you really can get a wealth of information there.
Yes, yes, and you'll see that I have a new website, too. So it might, for those of you that are used to going to my website, it will look a little bit different. But my two latest books were designed to go together because I didn't want to give you like a 600, 500-page book. So Wired for High-Level Wellness is all about how to rejuvenate, detoxify your body, lose weight, have more energy, have the best brain health. And it's got lots of recipes in the back of the book, that, and many of them, by the way, are rich in vitamin K, a lot of the green smoothie recipes. And then that goes with the other book that's just recently come out called Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Kindness, Kindness and Vitality. So who doesn't need that these days? And that tells you how to literally keep your mental health as best it can be, how to be calm and relaxed and happy even when chaos is happening all around you. And I give you about 150 12-minute action steps that you can take to feel and look your best, to literally be on top of the world with joy. I've got affirmations in that book. I tell you how to make your dreams come true and how to bring your goals to fruition in record-breaking time. This book also has some dairy-free, like cream cheese and sour cream and dip recipes. And also, there's a chapter that's a workbook because Socrates once said, an unexamined life is not worth living. You've got to know yourself. And so rather than giving you a third book that gives you space to write in the book, I gave you questions. So you'll take a tablet of paper, you'll write down the question, and you'll answer it just to get to know yourself better. We actually all need to do that, because if we don't identify some of the beliefs and thoughts we have that sabotage us from living our highest and best life, we'll never get there. So it's what's in these two books, Rick, that I've taught all over the world in workshops and retreats and lectures, and I decided to put all my best gold star secrets into Wired for High-Level Wellness and Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And they're beautifully designed books. You can get them at Amazon. You can go to any bookstore if they don't have them. Ask for them to order it in. They will. And if you want to get autographed copies, go to SusanSmithJones.com. Click on New Books, and you can read the samplers of the books, the forewords. You can find, you know, get lots of great info. Look at the table of contents. You can find all of that on my website. And you know, Rick, I send out every book. I put a personal message to you or to someone else if it's going to someone else in the book. I write a personal note card to you or someone you're sending it to, I give you a nice bookmark, and I address the envelope, and I go to my post office here in Brentwood in Santa Monica, and I consider everyone who requests an autographed copy, and you can find out, you know, at New Books how to get that. I consider everyone my extended family. It's my honor to mail these books to you and make it special with a little note to you, a personal note card you can keep in the book.
And this is a book that you will refer to. This is a book that you will prominently display. If you're giving it to someone, here's a gift literally that keeps on giving. The book's all on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. While there, sign up for the free monthly Healthy Living newsletter. That's life-changing. So much great information there. The website, again, is SusanSmithJones.com. Topic today was vitamin K. A few minutes ago, we said it was quite often overlooked. Not anymore. We did a nice job of elevating it to superstar status, vitamin
Yay.
K, and all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and Susan's website as well. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. We'll do it again next month.
Thank you so much. I look forward to our next visit.
And all the information again, thisweekinamerica.us and SusanSmithJones.com. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.